Ooh. Give me y equals mx plus b.
No. Oh, I'm not good at math. I'm a librarian. Come on.
Okay. Hi, you guys. This is Miss Jo. Miss Jo Gadice. She is the director here at the library. She's with me, the host, and we are thinking of you. First thing I want to ask is, what were you thinking? What were you thinking when you put a homeless guy on the microphone?
Why not? You're actually brilliant.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I asked that question. I've been looking at a lot of things that's going on in the city of Dallas. Mm-hmm. You guys are almost like advocates here for the homeless. How does that make you feel?
Well, thank you for saying that. Actually, we really are trying to be advocates. We consider the library is a place of free and open access for every human being.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
We're all human beings. We're all equals. And you're our customers.
I also wanted to know about you specifically. You guys did a coffee and conversation. And the first one, you were there. And I remember you were real, real sentimental.
Yes.
You were feeling yourself.
Yeah.
It was like, you know.
Well, when I came to Dallas 10 years ago,
I came
as a children's librarian and a branch assistant manager.
Mm-hmm.
And I really thought that's what I was going to do in the library system forever and ever. You know, amen.
Yes,
and life doesn't always work out the way you plan it.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
And as it happened, I moved up the ranks in the library system and to find myself at Central as just the Central Library Administrator at a few years ago. So when I came to Central, one of my dreams was to engage our homeless population.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of ideas. I got wrapped up in a lot of other things, and I didn't get to bring it to fruition.
Yes, ma'am.
So then moving on up,
I
didn't have the time to do it. And then when I became director and had the ability to pick who was going to be into the central, the take that position over after me,
mm-hmm.
Part of the choice was based on somebody who was as excited and enthusiastic about that project. And with Jasmine and Val and Anne and other people we have in place here at the Central Library,
yes, ma'am.
They have taken my dream and made it a reality. So to see the first one come together,
yes, ma'am.
I mean, I'm getting a little emotional just thinking about it. But having everybody around that table and talking and seeing the engagement, it was fabulous. I can't even describe the feeling. It still brings emotion.
Yes. I actually think, I feel like you didn't get to say what you wanted to say there. Let me ask you this, as a professional businesswoman,
mm-hmm.
as a professional businesswoman who is busy with so much, if you see a homeless guy,
mm-hmm.
what do you think?
That's a great question. Most of the time, and this has changed in the last 2 years, I can tell you.
Mm-hmm.
When I first came downtown, I was like everyone else. Don't look at them. You know, if you don't look at them, you don't have to engage.
Mm-hmm.
I am completely the opposite now. When I see someone,
yes,
I
ma'am.
Say hello.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, it's a different frame of mind, you know,
yes.
from taking it from this person to these humans that they're
you know, actually and they resemble you.
Exactly. We're all the same. We're just in different places in our lives.
Different meat sacks.
Yeah.
several libraries. I mean, many, many libraries from what I hear. I don't know, but Jasmine said it. So. Many libraries go through what you guys go through here with an immense population of homeless
sure.
individuals. What do you think is the best remedy? Is this what you guys have? The best
well,
1-2 punch?
You know, I think we're taking it from a different tact than other people.
Yeah.
A lot of urban public spaces take the tact of we got to get them out of here. You
yeah.
know, how the only thing we're focused on is how we're going to get rid of them. You know, we
mm-hmm.
don't want them in our space. Well, that's not what we're thinking at all. The library,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're in our space. They are our customers. How do we engage them and make the experience better for them and for us?
Yes, ma'am.
So, you know, it's about a partnership really. And I think that not a lot of other urban libraries are thinking in that direction as
and
we are.
So I noticed in the Dallas Morning News recently, I saw the article. And the article kind of showed you, me, Shorty, and it talked about coffee and conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Me not being on a library circuit, I want to kind of know, amongst the library staff in different libraries and the pool of people you run with as far as libraries are concerned, mm-hmm. what's some of the responses you're getting?
Well, it was actually pretty amazing because after the article came out, I sent it out via email to the Urban Libraries Council, which basically every director of a large urban library participates in. It was also picked up by the American Library Association, the Public Library Association, and the Texas Library Association.
Wow.
So virtually every library in, you know, the United States has seen, every director has seen this article about what we're doing. And immediately the response I got was so positive. Other directors, Cleveland Public Library reached out to me and just said, what an amazing idea. Good luck. Let us know how it goes. Because, you know, it really was about us just kicking it off. So, you know, I think a follow-up is in order
to see
how, what great things are happening. But yeah, the response was immediate and positive. And it was all about taking it, looking at it from a different angle. All of the response just from every level above me was very positive. Can I ask you a question?
Please do. I mean, I'm on spot. I feel like, you know, I'm shooting just bang, bang.
Do you
yes, ma'am.
Think we're headed in the right direction?
Woo! When you say we're headed in the right direction.
With our engagement.
Oh, my goodness.
I know we're it's baby steps right now. We're at the beginning.
Yes.
And how do you feel we're doing?
Do I jump and, like, you remember the way the guys used to jump and click their heels at the same time? Do I jump and click my heels at the same time? I mean, this is awesome.
I'd like to see you do that.
Momentary pause.
You wish you could see this. And he did it. He did it.
I am a witness. He did do it.
Awesome. Because what you've done for me as an individual,
mm-hmm.
I am shocked and amazed at where I am as a person. Dallas is one of the most beautiful cities I've ever been to. I never imagined clocks on buildings and waterfalls at bus stops and free exhibits to museums. And so for a library to engage me when I have no monetary value in the eyes of so many and say, hey, man, here's your ticket. I believe in you. Oh my goodness. Humility? I think we're perpetuating humility
mm-hmm.
here at this moment. And so not knowing all the people you know, and this is going to be somebody else is going to be listening to me. Sitting here now displaying what's good between two people could be so beneficial to people all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe the steps that we're taking at this moment will bring us and will bring all people to a greater understanding of what it means to be human. And I thank you for that opportunity.
Thank you.
For whom do I live? Do I live to die? Am I crazy because I've contemplated suicide? Do you think I'm happy because you see me smiling? Why would I be happy if even the birds laugh at my follies? Is this a statement filled with worldly confessions? Because of what I stand for, I'm content without material possessions. For whom do I live? Do I owe you anything? If I had a melodious voice, surely God would make another who could sing. Have you figured it out yet? Why it is that I live? Because green lights say go and Jesus Christ says give. Give to anyone who asks without question. My blessings have been many, even without deep reflection. As a witness to his strength and an attribute to his story, he is the beginner of my faith, the finisher of my story. The beginning and the ending wrapped up into one being. If it wasn't but by his power, neither one of us would be breathing. It was by his choice that the sky was made blue. He is not a man. This is why we must worship him in spirit and in truth. For Christ I live and for Christ I die. And until I behold his face, I will never be truly satisfied, uncomfortable, and content.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Street View. You can visit us online at streetviewpodcast.com. Tune us in again next time for more discussion.